So Abraham was obviously a great man of God. He's spoken of a multitude of times in the scriptures. And Abraham had in his house trained servants that were born in his own house 318 and pursued these kings unto Dan. So Lot is captured and Abraham hears about it and he says, all right, let's go. I got my trained servants. I'm ready to roll. So Abraham did a great thing. He knew in his life, being the man of God he is, to train up men to do the work that needed to be done, right? So, you know, God, as the pastor of the church, it's my job to train others to be servants in the church, to work in the church. And, you know, Abraham had trained, and I'm not comparing myself to Abraham. I hope you understand that. But it's like, he's comparing himself to Abraham. No, I'm not. So, but I'm just saying, as a man of God, as the pastor, you know, it's my job to train people. And Abraham was a faithful man of God, and he trained servants to go, and then they pursued unto Dan. Now, again, we're talking about spiritual things tonight. So I'm applying this spiritually and not as the literal story, okay? Turn to Ephesians chapter number 4. Ephesians chapter number 4. It's all the way in the New Testament. Galatians. Then comes Ephesians. Ephesians chapter number 4. So God gave us apostles. He gave us, it says right here, and he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers. So God gives the man of God to the people of God so that they have a leader. They have someone that can train them. They have someone that can teach them in the Word of God. And it says why? Because it's for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. And so Abraham did a great job by having men trained that he could go and those guys could do the work of what? Going and getting those people back and saving them, right? And so if we think about that spiritually, you know, as a pastor, it's a pastor's job in the church to train the people of the church so they can go out and save people spiritually. So he was going out to save literal lives and, you know, their physical lives, but we need to be out saving people spiritually, right? So it says that God gave pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, and the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and the cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive. See, there's a lot of false teachers out there. There's a lot of false prophets, right? And so it's important for me as a Baptist preacher to get up and preach the Bible. So you notice I've gone to a lot of Bible verses already, and I got a lot more to go to. But that's what we need to be going to. Look, this two scriptures and a poem, two scriptures and you just talk about your life stories. That's not the Bible preaching. That's not the way you look anywhere at the prophets of God. That's not how they preach. Amen. They preach the Word of God. Even if you see Paul's epistles, he's always going back and quoting the scriptures, isn't he?
Yep.
Always. And that's what a good preacher should be doing. And a good preacher should be teaching sound doctrine to the people and training them to do the work. What's the work? To go out and get people saved, Amen. Right?